16. Mike Rudin's BBC Conspiracy File. In early January 2008, Dr. Judy Wood contacted me to tell me she was asked by Mike Rudin of the BBC for a short telephone interview. Dr. Wood contacted me to see if I knew anything about this fellow. He was the producer of the BBC series Conspiracy Files, which included a program about 9/11. A video rebuttal was produced, although this itself is somewhat out of date and flawed. Here is the email exchange that I had with him. Subject: BBC Documentary. Date: Tuesday, January 8, 2008. From Mike Rudin to Dr. Judy Wood. Dear Dr. Wood, I'm producing a BBC documentary about the collapse of the WTC 7 on 9/11, and I would like to talk to you when you have a moment. Would you be available for a quick chat on the phone today, and could you suggest the best number to get you on? Many thanks, Mike Rudin, producer, BBC Current Affairs. Next email, from Andrew Johnson to Mike Rudin, sent January 8, 2008. Subject: Interview with Dr. Wood. Dear Mr. Rudin, I am responding on behalf of Dr. Wood, with whom I've been working closely for some time. Why are you contacting Dr. Wood at this time? At the end of this message, I've enclosed an email I sent to you last year. If you reread this, you will begin to understand why I have advised Dr. Wood not to give you an interview. I do not trust you. You had an opportunity last year to display to the British public the truth about 9/11. Instead, you and your organization made a documentary which portrayed Popular Mechanics as some kind of academic authority. You painted people like myself, who are trying to get to the truth, as some kind of conspiracy theorists. You employed a silky-voiced narrator so that the people who wouldn't bother to check the facts would swallow the morsels of disinformation without question. What I wrote last year is now as true as ever. Or maybe I am wrong. Perhaps you can produce some evidence that things are different this time. How about you arrange for a Radio 2 news bulletin for a period of 24 hours to post an item in a respectful manner about the fact that Dr. Judy Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds have sued NIST for fraud over their NC Star reports? This information can be found at nomoregames.net and also at drjudywood.com. When you've got this to happen, I will know you are sincere, so we can talk then, okay? Yours sincerely, Andrew Johnson. The email previously referred to refers to this one, dated February 15, 2007. Dear Mr. Rudin, I am writing with regard to the broadcast of this program. It is probably one of the most important broadcasts in recent years, maybe even ever. From where I am standing, due to the information sent repeatedly to the BBC over the last 2 years, the corporation's credibility is very much at stake. If you broadcast a fair and balanced discussion of the evidence, it may go some way to allowing historians to look more favorable on the BBC's role. If it represents any kind of whitewash or debunking of the fact that 9/11 was an inside job, history will not judge you or the people involved with your program lightly. Regardless, as campaigners, we will continue to reveal the truth about 9/11 to the British public, and I now personally regard the media as a controlled entity and one that is ducking its responsibility. It is therefore now my responsibility to spend my own time and money to promulgate the truth about 9/11 being an inside job, and I will, unless this program changes things, continue to discuss my email exchanges with BBC News Director Helen Bowden, who has blatantly ignored evidence and refused opportunities for us to present our evidence in some broadcast vehicle or other. This is now documented and will, if possible, be used to prosecute the BBC for a breach of its charter. Thanks for reading, and I'm hoping you realize the significance of the juncture at which you and the BBC stand. Yours sincerely, Andrew Johnson. Next email, from Mike Rudin to Andrew Johnson, January the 8th, 2008. As I explained in my email, I'm contacting Dr. Wood now because I am producing a documentary about WTC-7, with the NIST report due out later this year. I would like to talk to Dr. Wood, and it would be a shame if I cannot speak to her. You sent your email of February 15th to the wrong email, Mike.Rudin, not Michael.Rudin, and I did not receive it. Best wishes, Mike Rudin. Andrew Johnson replies. Dear Mr. Rudin, I'm sure you received enough emails from various campaigners, and I may have even had word back that my email was forwarded. If you can answer the points I raised, then we can proceed on a better footing. So, when I hear those broadcasts, we can talk. How does that sound? Yours sincerely, Andrew Johnson. Mike Rudin responds. Andrew, I am responsible for my documentary, and it will be accurate, fair, and balanced, like all the programs I've produced. I cannot get BBC News to run a story if they don't want to. I would still like to speak to Dr. Wood, if it is possible. I would be grateful if you could put my request to Dr. Wood. Best wishes, Mike Rudin. Andrew Johnson responds, Dear Mr. Rudin, you haven't answered my first question. Why do you want to speak to Dr. Wood at this particular time? Her research has been published for over 1 year. Don't you think the Ketam cases would be newsworthy at all? I don't buy this editorial decision stuff which has been fed to me robotically for the last 3 years. You and I both know the war on terror is fake and that 9/11 was an inside job. What will your new program say? That NIST was right and WTC-7 collapsed due to fire? Will it ask popular mechanics to verify fires can cause a perfect collapse in 6.6 seconds? You can see from Dr. Wood's site, she asks an additional set of questions about WTC-7's destruction that few, if any, other researchers are asking. My original statement still, therefore, stands. Can you understand a reluctance to grant an interview? Isn't it also interesting how the J7 group refused to cooperate with you about the 7-7 documentary you were planning? Can you guess the reason? Perhaps it's similar to what I wrote in my earlier message. Were you happy with your 9/11 documentary last year? Do you think it was fair and balanced to contradict basic laws of physics? Where did Towers 1 and 2 go, Mr. Rudin? Tell me your thoughts. What happened to all the 500 miles length of steel, the glass, the computers, the cabling, etc.? How was it all turned into fine dust? Does it concern you that I have sent out hundreds of discs, leaflets, and booklets that show people this evidence and ask this question? Does it interest you that I plan to continue doing this until I hear Radio 2 news bulletin broadcasts like the one I mentioned? This all bothers me greatly. Doesn't it bother you? Regards, Andrew Johnson. Mike Rudin responds, Andrew, I did answer your first question. I am making a documentary about the collapse of WTC-7 now, and the NIST report on WTC-7 is due to be published later this year. I don't understand a reluctance to talk to someone who is trying to find out what happened. Best wishes, Mike. Andrew Johnson replies, Dear Mr. Rudin, okay, so you answered my first question in general terms. So how long has this documentary been in production? What is its thrust? What is the name of the production company being used? Who else has been approached? And who will appear in the documentary? You say, quote, I don't understand a reluctance to talk to someone trying to find out what happened, unquote. Let me spell it out for you. 1. Last year, the BBC 9/11 Conspiracies documentary put out false information and by implication promoted a fake war on terror. Same applies for 7-7. 2. The BBC won't air and so far hasn't aired any news story or program which truthfully states what happened on 9/11. Richard Porter even claims, quote, we've lost the tapes, unquote, of the event. 3. Unless you can provide some evidence that you are going to fight your editors and make sure the BBC tells the truth about 9/11 and the truth about the second layer of the cover-up, then we have tremendous concerns that your report or documentary will be false, flawed, misrepresentative, etc. Pick an expression. Now, would you want to be dealing with an organization that has a track record like this in matters such as this? Do you understand that you represent that organization by your email address, and that's why there is a reluctance to talk to someone trying to find out what happened? Or is the someone referred to not you, and is someone who is genuinely interested in ending the fake war on terror, bringing the true perpetrators to justice, and disclosing that almost infinite, almost free energy, instead of being used to solve the world's problems, has been weaponized and used to destroy Towers 1 and 2? Is that any clearer? Thanks for reading. Regards, Andrew Johnson. Mike Rudin responds, Thanks. To be absolutely clear, I am the person who wants to talk to Dr. Wood. I am producing the documentary, and I work for the BBC. I remain keen to talk to Dr. Wood. Andrew replies, Dear Mr. Rudin, thanks for the minor clarification. So, you are keen to talk with Dr. Wood. I understand. However, we remain keen for you to produce some evidence and assurance that you will produce a fair documentary and make amends for the terrible damage that your 2007 documentary has caused in so many ways. I will forward all this correspondence to Dr. Wood, and if she feels any different, I'm sure she is capable of letting you know in her own way. We remain keen not to cooperate with organizations and individuals who knowingly promote and support a fake war on terror. I take it that you do know the war on terror is fake, as you have not said you think the war on terror is genuine, nor have you provided any solid evidence to support this supposition. We are, however, keen to talk to organizations who are willing to expose black technology, black budget programs, and their use in conjunction with sophisticated PSYOP techniques in 9/11 and its aftermath. We are willing to cooperate with those program makers who want to expose how brainwashing of the general population has taken place, so that they, the public, believe they are under threat from an invisible enemy, etc., etc. Thanks for understanding. Andrew Johnson.